Lottery scam artists hoping to obtain bank details are targeting people in Norfolk. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued a warning after reports of text messages and unsolicited calls telling people they have won a lottery prize. Recipients are told that an advance fee is needed in order to transfer the winnings. Victims are commonly asked to pay these advanced fees by purchasing gift cards and relaying codes to the fraudster, said a Trading Standards spokesman. In some instances, victims have reported being asked for personal and financial information in order to obtain their winnings. Some people are reported to have provided their bank details, thinking that they would be sent a small payment to verify the account. In reality, the scammers have used these details to withdraw money. Anyone receiving one of these calls can contact Trading Standards through the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133.
Dive into Christmas this festive season at a Norwich garden centre that is inviting customers to go through its tree netting machine. Thorpe Plant Centre in Thorpe St Andrew is bringing back the bizarre yet popular experience for 2021 throughout December. It was first launched in 2018 as something fun to do for staff and customers, and after Paul Oxborough posted a video on Facebook, it was shared across the UK and beyond. People can dive through the machine into a paddling pool with a mattress and polystyrene chips inside. Mr. Oxborough said, "This year we have tried to make it a little more fun and interesting, and it is under a gazebo with Christmas lights, and we have also invested in a snow machine. Donations are welcome, and we'll raise money to create food parcels, which will be distributed by Thorpe Helping Hands. The netting and chips are environmentally friendly, and there will be hand sanitizer, and the machine will be clean between customers."
Children at a flood-ravaged school will be out of modular buildings and back in their former classrooms nearly 3 years after disaster struck. Flooding ruined the main building at Falcon Junior School in Falcon Road West, Sprowston, in February 2019. The building was home to 11 classrooms for year 3, 4 and 5 pupils. But headteacher Edward Savage said there is light at the end of the tunnel after work started this year on the £1.6 million Norfolk County Council's funded project to repair the structure, which includes reconfiguring the classrooms. And he is hopeful it will open next year. Mr. Savage said, "We are so excited. We cannot wait to get back. It is like going back home. It has been very challenging. It is like we are starting up a new school. The staff, parents and pupils have been really flexible and supportive. We are very lucky to have such supportive families."
Boiler and window upgrades in Norwich Council flats will be delayed because the cash to pay for it will have to be used for missed safety works. Earlier this year, Norwich City Council admitted that it had failed to ensure crucial water and electric safety checks on its properties were carried out, potentially putting lives at risk. The council voted to move £2 million from the Housing Revenue Account, HRA, to pay for any infrastructure work that arises from inspections now being carried out. A spokesperson for the council acknowledged that other council house upgrades will not be carried out as a result. She added, "The safety of our residents is our priority, so returning the council to full compliance is our main focus. If this means that some work needs to be programmed, reprogrammed or paused in the short term, we will keep any residents affected by this updated." The council is not yet able to say which specific places will be affected or for how long. Of the £2 million, £1.4 million will come from boiler upgrades and £600,000 from window upgrades. Tenants and everyone on the council will be able to see that work is being carried out on a quarterly basis. It will be a regular item and we will be open and transparent to get 100% compliance.
The 10 Norwich roads and traffic junctions with the worst accident rates have been revealed. The Department for Transport data also shows there were 35 fatal accidents and 315 serious collisions on Norfolk roads in 2020. The data reveals that Mile End Road and Daniels Road roundabout saw the most serious crashes, with police called to 7 incidents, followed by the Bull Close Road and Magdalen Road and the Boundary, Heartsease and Grapes Hill roundabouts. Other accident black spots were the Carrow Road, Clarence Road and Thorpe Road junctions, Earlham Five Ways roundabout, St Crispin's Road, Hall Road and Barrett Road roundabout, and the Avenues and Coleman Road. The data shows that the number of crashes across the county fell by 20% to 1,324, as COVID lockdowns and restrictions meant traffic levels were much lower than normal for long periods. However, the number of fatalities was the highest since 2013. A breakdown of monthly figures shows that April 2020, the first full month of COVID lockdown, there were just 43 collisions, resulting in serious or slight injuries and one fatality. However, after lockdown was eased, there were 164 collisions and 4 deaths in August 2020, higher than the 5-year average. The overall number of accidents had already been steadily falling in the years before the pandemic. 2020 total was less than half the number of accidents compared to 20 years ago.